Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. Karen, good morning. Let's talk a little bit about the Donald Trump civil business fraud trial. I thought putting false information on a bank loan application was a criminal offense. Why is this case civil?
It's absolutely a crime, Bob. And anyone out there, whoever applies for a loan or a credit card, has to be careful, because inflating your income for purposes of credit applications is a crime, and it's punishable, you know, by jail time and by big fines. And it has to be, because banks rely upon your truthful statements. They don't have time to check all the income. But I think that this was brought as a civil trial for several reasons. One is that the burden of proof is less, of course, in a civil trial than it is in a criminal trial. Number two, in this type of case, the judge here has authority to not just put someone in jail. That's not the point here. It's a fine. It will be a fine if he's found to be liable. But also, the judge can actually stop Trump and his businesses from operating in New York. And that's something a jury trial in a criminal case could not do. So I think that remedy is something that the attorney general wanted to seek.
So, and now it's all about setting the amount of the fine. And as you know, Donald Trump's lawyers have said, and he has said, that even if the values of the assets were inflated, there was no default. Banks did not lose money. They were repaid. There's no victim. What do you think about that argument?
Well, that's sort of like saying, I take out a gun and shoot and I miss you, Bob, and I didn't commit a crime. Just because I didn't hit the target or have some bad thing happen doesn't mean that I didn't do something wrong. And listen, you know, when you go bankrupt, and Trump has gone bankrupt six times at least that I can count in the news, that's when the banks look at the credit applications and they start looking and saying, how did you get all this debt if you didn't, you know, weren't entitled to it? So, yeah, maybe he didn't default on any of these loans, but he's defaulted on things in the past, and it's just a very dangerous thing to have people taking out billions of dollars based upon false applications. So it is a crime, even though there wasn't a default, and it may be in this particular case.
The judge ordered that the cameras be turned off or removed from the courtroom once the proceeding started. How come?
Well, New York is just really down on cameras in the courtroom. They're one of the states that really doesn't like it, and so they don't have it. So they turn them on, I think, to give us a little bit of background on, you know, what it looks like in the courtroom. But they don't want the grandstanding and the circus atmosphere. You know, I kind of feel strongly that in a case like this, I think people want to see this trial. And it's really unfortunate that we don't have cameras in the courtroom, because, you know, on these trials that are going to come up for Trump, all the four indictments that are ahead, I think, are people need to see what's going on one way or the other. Whether you are a Trump fan or a Trump foe, I think it's important to see what is the evidence here, what is mm-hmm. being said, and these are important cases. So, yeah, they don't like cameras in the courtroom, and I don't think we're not going to have a lot of that ability to see what's going on in these cases.
Donald Trump says he is going to testify. He wants to testify. Will he?
It would be really stupid for him to testify. I mean, even though this is a civil trial, if he says something that's false, that's a crime. If he says something that impacts his other cases, that would be very difficult. And, you know, he doesn't have a filter. So putting him on the stand would be really, really, I think, really unwise, and I doubt it's going to happen.
There's a limited gag order on the former president now. And do you think because of that, the other judges in other cases may do the same, or will it have no effect on what else is going on?
I think the other judges are probably watching this trial and watching how this might be impacting, everybody and the outcome. You know, this gag order is not just for for the prosecution. This is for him, too. I mean, Trump is not doing himself any favors by doing these things. He's only maybe doing himself favors when it comes to running for president with his fan base, because his fan base loves to hear him deny that he did anything wrong. But again, the more you talk in the press, the more it can be used against you. And I think we're going to see more gag orders, and I'm going to guess that he's going to violate them. And the question is, will the judge enforce the gag orders? Normally, a judge does enforce gag orders and can fine people and put them in jail for violating. I just don't know how that's going to work here with a person who is a former president.
The judge, as you know, has scheduled this trial into December. Is it really going to take that long?
I don't see how it can, Bob. It doesn't seem like it would take that long. I mean, this is a paper case. It's gonna, and the judge did rule pre-trial that a lot of this stuff was fraud. The judge ruled as a matter of law that there was no contrary evidence that these assets were what Trump said they were worth. So I don't know exactly how it could go as long as it's purported to go for. I don't get it.
Karen Cotty, appreciate the legal briefing. As always, we'll talk to you next Wednesday.
All right, take care.
You too.